Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. Today, I'm going to talk to you about how to format a cover letter. Make a great impression with a properly formatted cover letter. A properly formatted cover letter attached to your resume is a great way to show a prospective employer that you are sincerely interested in the job being offered. A cover letter may even give you a valuable advantage over other candidates. Whether you fill out an official application provided by the employer or you're asked to send in a resume, we recommend taking the time to write a cover letter. Remember, in addition to your resume, a cover letter is the first impression that a prospective employer will have of you. Make it a good one. Take time to present yourself professionally on paper. It is generally good practice to use a standard business letter format. Remaining within the one-page maximum, your letter should be printed on basic white letter-sized paper and typed in a business-style font such as Times New Roman, Calibri, or Arial, usually in an 11 or 12-point size. Regardless of the industry in which you seek employment, we suggest avoiding fancy colors or lettering as it may appear unprofessional. Remember that if you want to encourage a prospective employer to review your resume with the mindset that you are a professional, you do not want him or her to be deterred by an overly casual approach. How to format a cover letter. When formatting your cover letter, remember that you must include a header, an introduction, the body, and a closing. These sections can be separated into individual paragraphs. Looking at cover letter examples can sometimes help the process of creating a properly formatted cover letter. Header. At the top of the letter, include your name and complete mailing address. Leave some space, then add the recipient's name, title, if applicable, and complete mailing address. Add the current date in a separate line. Following this, include a reference section, for example, RE, Technical Position at ABC Company. You may wish to indicate by which means your letter was delivered, fax, in person, etc., again on a separate line. Next, you choose your opening salutation, such as, Dear Mr. Choi, or Dear Hiring Managers. Please note that a full colon is placed after the name or title and not a comma, which is only used in casual writing. Introduction. This section should briefly indicate the position for which you are applying. Here you can also thank the employer for an earlier conversation you may have had with him or her regarding the position, or indicate how you heard about the position, from the website, a newspaper ad, etc. Body. Here you list your qualifications, experience, and any specific points of note, such as availability. You should also highlight your skills and characteristics as they pertain to the position. This part of the cover letter is all about showing the employer what you have to offer and why you are the right candidate for the job. Closing. In the closing of your cover letter, thank the employer for his or her time in reviewing your application. You should also mention that you look forward to discussing the position in more detail with the employer in the future. Ask him or her to contact you at the number or numbers listed below, which would be placed after your signature at the bottom of the page. The closing also includes a final salutation. Note that a comma follows the final salutation. After the closing salutation, double space and type your name. If you will be printing and mailing the letter, leave 4 lines between the final salutation and your typed name. This will give you room to sign your name. On the next line under your typed name, type your phone number. It is important to provide a notation at the end of your cover letter stating there are additional documents in the envelope for the employer to review. The way to make this notation is as follows. Double space after your contact phone number and add the abbreviation ENCL, which stands for one enclosed, or ENCLS, which stands for more than one. This section can also designate who else is receiving a copy of the letter and enclosures. This is done by double spacing and typing CC colon file or CC colon human resources, if applicable. This should be the final item on your page. From format to content. Formatting a cover letter is not always easy, but with these helpful hints and tips, you'll definitely make a memorable first impression. Keep in mind that nothing screams unprofessionalism like a nicely formatted cover letter that is filled with spelling and grammatical errors. To ensure your resume and cover letter are error-free, submit it to our resume editors. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.